sports life talk. So come and get you some sports life talk. They let us in the game, now we calling the shots. Things will never be the same, so forget what you thought. Cause life without sports ain't nothing but talk. Go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound profound. Wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. Five total strangers, the five power rangers. Approaching sports life talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up, the topics that we bring up. We about to blow this thing. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. From the clever athlete to the yeet of the week. We got what you need, we dropping what's hot in the streets. From copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. When gossip and tea, let Kimberly pour you a drink. Sports life talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, let the show begin. Sports life talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, now let the show begin.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to another episode of Sports Life Talk, where life without sports is just talk. B. Jones, why are you laughing?
Hey, no, I like that theme, so I get hype in the background, man. I'll be getting turned up, so I'm just ready to go. I'm glad to be here, glad to be with y'all, so let's go. Let's turn up.
All right. Well, it is Wednesday, March 27th, the last Wednesday of the month, in case y'all did not know. It is almost Easter. Y'all got y'all Easter outfits ready? Y'all got y'all Easter suits?
Straight from Burlington.
KT went to K&G, got that irregular sleeve. I know one sleeve longer than the other one.
Yeah, he got that Steve Harvey cut.
Y'all
know me so well. Great job, guys.
Miss Manhattan, you got your outfit ready?
My pastel PJs.
Oh, okay. All right. You going to the house of Lebed. Okay. Mm-hmm. No problem. All right. Well, you know what? I'm happy to be here with y'all. Let's do some introductions. B. Jones with your neon. How you doing? Looking like a highlight over there.
Hey, I'm the highlight of the show. I'm the mouth of the South. You already know we got to do it loud and proud for all my folks in the 318 that's holding it down. I'm putting the city on my back. But no, I'm glad to be here. Super excited about the show. Everybody that's out there rocking with us. We got so many people that show us some love. We're going to talk a little bit about the weekend here later on in the show. But if you're watching this right now, if you're not on YouTube, get over here to YouTube so we can see you in the comments. We can shout you out. But we got a different one tonight. So buckle up. This is going to be a crazy show. But I'm glad to be here.
All right. Cool. KT, how you feeling?
I'm doing great, Gemini. I'm just glad that you're here tonight because you were almost going to use some PTO. You didn't. You stay strong. You're down.
Stay strong.
All I ask of you is that same energy that we got in the text thread yesterday.
Oh, I'm going to bring it. Y'all gonna get it. I just had to light y'all up a little bit yesterday. Y'all was doing too much. I'm just saying.
Man, we let you light us up, but you show some fire, though. Let's go.
I did. Miss Manhattan.
Hey, y'all.
How are you feeling this evening?
I am good. You know, always happy to be here and happy to be with everybody in the chat. And I'm with KT, ready to see the fire that you're going to spit tonight.
I'm just glad we've been here for like 3 weeks in a row all together. That is
amazing.
That's groundbreaking. We ain't did that in a long time.
Yeah.
It won't be 4 weeks, huh?
Oh. I'm just kidding. Anyway. All right, y'all. I'm Gemini Jones. I host this show. In case you didn't know. But you know what? This is episode 218. And it is entitled Tamika. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all do this read, but this week we are honoring activists and philanthropist Tamika Mallory. So take it away with Reed.
Tamika Danielle Mallory, a prominent American activist renowned for her leadership roles in various social justice movements. Notably, she played a pivotal role as one of the primary organizers of the historic 2017 Women's March, earning recognition in the esteemed Time 100 list alongside her co-chairs. Mallory's dedication to advocacy was further honored with the Coretta Scott King Legacy Award from the Coretta Scott King Center for Cultural and Intellectual Freedom in 2018. A staunch advocate for causes including gun control, feminism, and the Black Lives Matter movement, Mallory continues to be a vocal proponent for societal change and equality.
Yes. Shout out to Miss Tamika Mallory, who is, I mean, when you look at her, first of all, she doesn't look a day over 40. So, like, it's hard to believe that she's 43. I mean, she looks 25. And so shout out to her for being an activist. I know she was very, very prominent and on the front lines during the whole Breonna Taylor situation. And so shout out to her for standing her ground and for being an excellent activist. Maybe one day I'll tell y'all a little story about how this all came about and why I have so much bass in my throat about this. But I'll wait until we get on a bigger platform so I can know how this all went down. And maybe when I speak to Tamika directly, we can have a conversation about it.
So Tamika, you gonna need some icy hot for your neck after this. Well, your neck been moved so much.
So this is how I was texting yesterday. V Jones, you got some trivia?
Yeah, well, first I want to bring up the fact that her birthday is September the 4th, so I need all my Virgos to stand up and say, y'all know my birthday is September the 5th, Tamika's birthday is September the 4th. We just, you know what I'm saying, it's something about us, we on the front lines. I don't know what it is, but I might need to use my platform for more than just talking sports and making people laugh. But my trivia question. Mallory's parents, alongside a prominent figure and activist, Reverend Al Sharpton, formed an organization which Mallory joined at the age of 15 and eventually grew into a leadership role as the executive director in 2019. What was the name of this civil rights organization? Be the first one to tell me the name of that organization and you'll win yourself a Sports Life Talk t-shirt. Make sure you put it in the chat, send it to his DM. I don't care. Just get the information to me and you will be recognized. Back to you, Pam.
I just want to act like I froze. Hey, y'all, what's going on? All right. So shout out again to Tamika. She inspires me to want to take more of a positive stand on things and really actually stand for something. So that's just me. Anyway, it is time for the Playmaker segment. I always feel so hot when that comes on.
It do kind of heat up a little bit when that comes on, don't it?
Like, ooh, just get hot flashes. Say something smart, KT.
I was going to say hot flashes, but you already said it, so I can't say it anymore.
All right, so if you are new to the show, you don't know, but the guys work very hard behind the scenes to induct new people into the Sports Life Talk family. I tell you, we got cousins and aunties and uncles and second cousins, third cousins, and play cousins and everything all over the United States now, and probably in other countries, I'm pretty sure, because these guys work that hard. So, KT, tell us what you're talking about this week.
Well, on Sunday, B. Jones and I, we went out to an event. It was called Skills Pay Bills, and it was highlighting some of the seniors from the girls and boys class of 2024. I won't go into any names because we're going to talk about that later on in the show, but it was a dope event. We had the boys play first. It was exciting. The girls, you know, that's who we really rock with. The girls, they stepped up, put on a show, so shout out to them. I'm going to give a shout out to Chris Harris Sr., who invited us out. We appreciate that, Chris. After both games, there was a dunk contest. Then there was a three-point contest. Then the winner from the boys and girls 3-point contest went up against each other, and one of our girls, Red, she barely lost one of the dopest athletes in the DFW. After that, they combined the boys and girls game. So that was very entertaining. So I want to give a shout out to, like I said, Chris, to Ashley Roberts, to Ed, to Earl, to Taylor, just everybody that was there. Coach Collins. Everybody that was there, man. Give a shout out to them. Say it was skills, pay bills.
I like it.
Pay bills. That sounds cool. Okay. All right, B. Jones, do we have a local athlete or some local athlete?
Yeah, we got three local athletes, and I'm sending a tremendous shout out. If you're a fan of women's basketball, especially here in the DFW area, there was a seismic shift that transpired over the weekend. It actually started back last Thursday when an announcement of a young lady named Kamara Pruitt, who is one of the top 20 players in the nation for her class of 2026, she announced that she was going to be attending Legion Prep, which is going to actually be one of the most prominent prep schools on the basketball scene here in the country. Well, after that happened, it was announced on Sunday, right there in front of KT and I. We were standing in the building. They announced that JC Albee, who is a top 5 or 6 player in the class of 26, she will also be leaving Championship Frisco Liberty and attending Legion Prep. And then to close it off, on Monday, we got word that Brooklyn Terry would be going there. Brooklyn Terry came off of a team that was ranked number 12th in the nation and probably one of the most underrated athletes I've seen play in this market. And what's cool, all three of these young ladies, you can go listen to their shows on You Got Next. They've all said, oh, well, actually, I'm spoiling it a little bit because JC's show will be coming out here in the next week or so. But we've had all three of those young ladies are You Got Next alumni. And I think it's about time that the DFW to do it big. We got one of the best basketball markets for amateur athletics, and now we're about to see all of these ladies put DFW really on the front line with being on ESPN. They're gonna be on TV. I'm looking forward. I might be at every Legion Prep game next year.
All right, awesome. Okay, so it is time for the local.
Hold on, my bad. Athletes Unlimited update. This is the last one of the year. Shout out to Alicia Gray, who was crowned the 2024 champion. She scored 6,918 points, which was 817 points ahead of the person in second place. She became the 2024 champ, joining the ranks of 2022 champ Tiana Hawkins and 2023 champ Nelissa Smith. Nelissa's my favorite WNBA player. Kevin will vouch for that. I love watching Lissa play. And other notable performances, Maddie Seagrass, who's a You Got Next alumni. She finished in 12th place. Sydney Colson, who we're really close friends with her dad, Simi Colson. She finished in 11th place. And then local favorite Odyssey Sims finished out in 2nd place.
Okay. All right. Congrats, ladies. Sound like me back when I used to. All right, so it is time for the local business. So, KD, do you have one by chance that you want to
share? I don't have one.
Okay, so last night, Jim's is in her all about business, multiple streams of income, connections bag right now. And so I'm starting to go to more networking events where I can meet other entrepreneurs, where I can meet men and women doing their own thing and just trying to connect with just different people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So last night I went to an event, didn't realize that it was a Frisco kind of event, but it was with the Frisco Diversity Leadership Council, and they had a couple guest speakers there, but the location was at Wings Over Frisco. And from what I understand, they have the city of Princeton, which is where I live. Don't nobody come stalking me. But they put out a list of all the, they're building like a town center, and they put a list of all the places that were going to be at this, in this new town center, and Wings Over Princeton was one. So it sounds like they are a chain that Wings Over, you know, insert your city here, but the wings are pretty good. I had a frozen margarita. I didn't feel anything. Don't know if it was too much alcohol in it, but the wings were good. The fries were good. Definitely would check them out again. My food wasn't super, super hot, but that's because they had a lot going on with the meeting and everything that was going on there. But it was good. I would definitely get them a shout. Of course, you know, I had to have lemon pepper. I don't know what else they had. All I saw was lemon pepper. They did put out some barbecue and some, what is that? Buffalo. But I don't really eat those. But shout out to Wings Over Frisco. It is off of Preston and I don't know, close to 380 between El Dorado and 380 somewhere.
Hey, I got a question.
Why are you sound far away? What happened? Hello?
I don't know. I don't know what. We've been cleaning up some of our social media, and I was going through and looking at people who don't follow us that we follow, and Lovers and Friends does not follow us. And I ain't understanding how Lovers and Friends don't follow us like talk. Can you speak on that as to why we couldn't get that follow?
It has been debunked. It is no longer in existence. That is a former business of mine, for those that don't know. That's actually how I ended up on this show, which, you know, when we get on a huge platform, I'll tell my story. You know what? I'll write it in my book, okay? But, you know, hey, I don't even have access to the Instagram anymore. So
really?
I don't.
I'm unfollowing it then.
But I do want y'all to know, I don't know if I told y'all this, but I did. I'm in the process of starting another business. Did I tell y'all that? About the hair business? No?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. You didn't.
I'll tell y'all next week. All right. Anyway, so who are we crushing on this week? Because it's Wednesday.
Yes. So we have a Women Crush Wednesday of the week, and it's Coach Ivy. She is the head coach for Notre Dame women's basketball team. So I guess we don't have any picks for her, but go check her out.
Yeah, I mean, we did the Women's Crush at the last minute. You know, we just came up with it because we actually got a picture that we took with her.
Yeah, we'll post it on our IG. We actually got a picture with Coach Ivy. We met her last year in Bryan, Texas at the Adidas 3 SSB tournament. I think that was like their session one. So we'll be back down in Bryan, Texas in a couple of weeks. So I think it's like...
You know, I'm putting this to existence right now. She's going to be on the show this summer.
Oh, that would be huge. Okay. That would be huge.
Let me know y'all.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, because we could go play basketball together or something.
Yeah.
You're not going to ruin how you got next by playing basketball with that coach. We're not going to let you do that. I'm sorry.
Play a little one-on-one.
And how do y'all say her first name?
Niel.
Okay. Yeah. Super dope name. So shout out to her for being the Women Crush Wednesday of the week.
All right. Hold up, Gemini. Before we go any further. No, I'll do that in my head project. Never mind. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Cool. So it is time for the kickoff question. I love it when you stay on task. Okay. I love it when we're sinking, and we seem to really be sinking today. And I love that for us. I really do.
I mean, you've been doing the show for like 8 years. You finally realize I need to do that. So
first of all, we just started that, so stop playing.
We did start last year.
Yeah, it felt like 8 years ago, though. I'm just saying, you should already be a pro at it. But you're doing a great job. Let's go. We are sinking. We're sinking.
Yes. We're in
sync. All right. So for the kickoff question, in your lifetime, and I realize that some of us have longer lifetimes than others.
Wouldn't you know? Oh.
So in your specific lifetime, what moment of history or what moment between birth and now stands out to you the most? And you can give me a couple, whether it be a world situation or, you know, a political situation or, you know, just whatever. Who wants to go first, or do y'all want me to go first?
Why don't you go first? I want to hear what ideas you came up with.
Okay. So my first one, and these are not in any particular order. I will give three. My first one is 9/11. And the reason that stands out is because I had just gotten married and I had just gotten back because I believe 9/11 happened on a Monday or Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And I had just gotten back from my honeymoon like a couple days before. And I remember I was at work and somebody came running in and was like, somebody crashed a plane into the towers. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then we wheeled the TV. So somebody turned on the TV and we started, you know, watching all of these things unfold. And y'all, I never will forget this girl. We were in a very small two-story building, but it had it was called First American with an eagle on it. She's talking about, well, what if they crash a plane here?
Common sense ain't that common.
Sis, we in a two-story building. They ain't gonna even find us. We ain't nowhere on the map. But anyway, so that was one of my main ones. Also, and I might have this the name of it mistaken, but the Discovery in the 80s?
The Challenger.
That's what it was, the Challenger, because they rolled the TV in for us to watch that during class, and it was like, happened to, like, did we really just watch this happen? I think I was maybe in the fifth grade around this time.
Yeah, you was probably in middle school.
I was, like I said, I was in the fifth grade around this time, I want to say, because I remember what school I was at. I was at Brook Hollow Christian School in DeSoto. Thank you. And then my last one was obviously when Barack Obama got elected, because that was something that I just never, ever could have imagined that I would see in my lifetime. So those are my three events that I will always remember. So who wants to go next?
Yeah, I go next. But hey, as far as that Challenger go, I remember them wheeling in the TV as well. And I remember us just sitting there, and when it popped, and we didn't, as kids, we was just like, what? You know, we looking up, so all of a sudden my teacher started crying.
Right, yeah.
She crying, she getting all nervous, she going shut the TV off, and I mean she left out the room, and we was all, you know, like, what's going on? And, you know, we bashed. Right. We started playing and stuff. We ain't, I ain't even realized until we got home, like, people lost their lives. I remember we were talking about the teacher. It was a teacher that was on board, all that stuff there. But that was a crazy moment. My number one, you just hit it on the head, would be Barack Obama having the opportunity. I never really thought I would live to see an African-American president. Regardless of who you voted for, it was still a historic moment in our time and our generation. And then my next one is not too far off. I don't think I'm ever. I'm scarred. I need to go to therapy right now over COVID. I'm talking about us being locked up in these houses, people not being out on the streets. We wearing masks everywhere. I mean, it was just hysteria. We don't know if the numbers was true. We don't know if the numbers was fake or what was happening. All I know is we had to limit the amount of people that was in certain buildings, and it was trickling out to the point. Y'all remember we ran out of toilet paper. It was something as simple as, like, we couldn't even get toilet paper. Water amount of time. Riding airplanes had changed, and it changed the landscape of the sports. You got to remember, we had a season started like a year later. We had a play-in tournament where all the NBA players went down to Disney World. So that was just, I'll never forget COVID-19.
Was that three?
Oh, my third one, the one that scared me the most. Okay. No. The one that scared me the most, and I'm still kind of traumatized over this one too. And I'm sorry I got dark on here, but y'all remember when Batman came out and the boy walked in the movie theater in Colorado and shot that joint up? Hey, to this day, I have a movie theater preparedness plan with me and my daughter and my wife, and I'm like, hey, this is where we go. This happened. This is what we leaving. I mean, you can't even go watch a movie without thinking that through. Because we know that the Columbines, the you know what I'm saying, all this stuff happened nowadays, and people carrying guns. So I always come with a movie prepared, a readiness prepared plan when I go and watch it. It don't matter what it is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, next, KD, which one?
I'll go next. So for me, of course, the death of Selena and Aaliyah. Aaliyah was like a really big deal because I remember I used to always watch like music videos, and MTV News like just stopped in the middle of it to make the announcement. And it was so crazy for me because I had just started liking her. So I was a little late to the game listening to her. Of course, 9/11, but I was so young and I was in.
I just read Steve's comment. I'm sorry.
That's why I was laughing.
Do I need to turn my light down?
She needs a vacation. So if you want to put
exactly,
some money
on it,
she's open to the donations. But yeah, 9/11, I was in seventh grade and I remember I was in Spanish class and my teacher, she was so like against us being exposed to things. So we weren't allowed to watch it. So by the time the news was rolling, we didn't get to leave school early. So I didn't really get to understand what was happening. And then of course, COVID having, I was newly in my, well, not newly, I was only like a couple of years in my role at my job and just trying to get everything in order and, you know, social distancing, making sure that my daughter was good with, you know, doing school online, because I think that the world was worried about the kids and them going to school and just being at home. So that was an experience in itself as well.
I'm sorry. You was in seventh grade when I was a whole 25 years old.
Yes. Yeah, I was in seventh grade and I was living with my mom, and then the next school year later that year is when I actually moved in with my dad. So like I lived with my mom half of my life and then my dad with the other half.
Okay, I feel old. Okay, all right, KT.
Well, I'm going to go 9/11. I'm going to go COVID, and just a personal one for me is when I lost my mother in 2017. As y'all know, I'm my only child. My mom is all I had. And the really tough part about that, and just now I'm able to talk about this, is I basically had to be the one to say, hey, let her go. Mm-hmm. So that's always going to be tough for me. Mm-hmm. So I think about that day like every day. I can like play it right now as if it just happened, but those are my three.
Wow, KT, I didn't know that was so close. That time was so close to around the time that we met you.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2017, was it July 9th?
Wow.
Dang, KT, that you got hang on.
Right. But, you know, on a side note, I just had that conversation with my mom, you know, about being prepared for things and things that I will have to do. I'm kind of only child, but I'm kind of not. And, you know, but, you know, so I definitely feel you on that.
Man, and it's just rough. Luckily for me, I had my aunts and cousins. They were there. And if y'all, I can kind of laugh at it now, boy, I lit that hospital up. It was like a Tyler Perry movie. That's how hard I was crying. I know they was like, boy, get this.
Oh, no, man. Hey, that ain't funny now. That ain't going to never be funny.
No, I said I can laugh at that now, but I'm saying, yeah. Of course, at the time, I was like.
Yeah, not a Tyler Perry movie, though. Why?
Because I can't act, so it's probably been like
Tyler Perry. You don't follow like that.
Hey, on another note, though, Gemini, your hue, I don't know what is it. It do seem a little bit different, though.
Okay.
You look like a little mic over there.
Hold on.
Both of you and Miss Manhattan look Hispanic on this joint. I don't know what's going on.
Is that better? No.
No, you look like Latoya now.
Jackson!
Oh, I see.
You know what?
Hey, her pigment is a little off though. You would look a little different.
It's not. It doesn't.
Hey, KD, don't do that. We
no. I think it's her background.
I think it's your background with your light, and then of course you wearing that cherry lip balm or that sex on the beach colored lipstick.
It's actually hot. Yes, I guess I do. And you know what? The reason why this is funny to me, I promise you, I just had this conversation with a friend of mine today. So I live in the backwoods kind of. So they're developing, but it's a lot of houses out here that look like, I don't know if y'all seen the movie Wrong Turn, but it looked like you don't want to make a wrong turn. And I literally just told a friend of mine today that if I had a flat tire, then I'm gonna have to act like I'm white.
You over there Dorothy Dandridge, huh? You gonna have to do a Dorothy Dandridge.
Exactly. I'm gonna have to pull out that white side of me and act like I'm white to get some help, because it looked like, don't nobody play around these parts of
you. You and Tamika both marching on Princeton.
You know what? I cannot stand y'all. All right, let's move on. It is time for the Manhattan Project.
It gets here so quick.
I can't stand Steve. Let me tell you, I have missed Steve. I have missed.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since he's been on there in the comments.
The good thing about it is we know that we can see the comments from Twitter now.
Oh, is that on Twitter? Oh, it sure is. Yes.
Oh, it sure is. Hey, so I've been telling everybody. X. Yeah, Twitter X. Same, all same.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. So, Miss Manhattan, what you got this week? What you got?
All right. So, for my mad question asking, what activist has inspired you the most?
I'll go first. I actually got a couple of them. You know, she kind of threw me up with the inspired. Of course, we got to go with MLK as far as one of the most, I don't know, inspirational. I think without MLK, we don't know where we would be as a society. He changed. He allowed us. He took a lot of licks, for lack of better words. Water hoses, dogs, went to prison just so we could have civil rights. I mean, he's probably going to be considered the father of civil rights. But my other one is Colin Kaepernick. Whether you agree or agree, I think anybody that put themselves on that front line and, I mean, he literally gave up his career. He gave up everything he know, whether you consider him a good quarterback, whether you say he's a bad quarterback. Colin Kaepernick laid it all on the line just so he could represent a group of people, right? People of color, and so that they could have equal rights at a very tumultuous time in our history. And then my last one, and we talk about our favorite moments in history. In about 2 months, my favorite moment in history is going to be changed because Ed O'Bannon stood strong against everybody. And I'm going to be honest with you, I hated Ed O'Bannon for a long, 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 long time. If you don't know who Ed O'Bannon is, he was the star All-American player out of UCLA who at the time, a lot of people was making money off these college kids, and Ed O'Bannon stood out and said, no, this is not right. He basically kind of gave his career up as well. He was looked up on as a pariah at that time. But we fast forward 15, 16 years, and now we got NIL. Now these college players are actually being able to get a bit of the piece of the pie and be paid for some of the things that they have going on. And I look back at it now, and I hate Ed O'Bannon. It's probably one of the few people who will he laid down so much, and he won't be able to reap the fruits of what he started, 16, 17 years ago.
Who's next?
I'll go. Okay. Since he went Martin, I'm going to go Malcolm, because, me and B. Jones, we like this. They were a whole movement. Of course, Martin was the peaceful, and Malcolm, what he said, by any means necessary, kind of like Gemini Jones. That's how she is. She's like Malcolm X, just in by any means necessary. But I kind of want to tie that to what we talked about last week. And it's a cartoon, the X-Men. A lot of people don't realize this, but hold up, Pam. Have you heard of Magneto and Professor X before?
From
the X-Men.
Yeah. I couldn't think of what it was. Yeah.
So three out of the four of us know about them, but we'll talk about that in a second. But the characters Magneto and Professor X are based off of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Ooh. So if you didn't know that, now you know. But that I'm going Malcolm X just because of he went Martin, and me and him always going at it.
Okay. All right. Well, mine is going to take a different turn. She's actually a politician, but the way that this woman met Maxine Waters, you don't know who Maxine Waters is, Ree Jones? She be giving it. She's an older lady.
Yeah, she's
She does not. She will say what is on her mind. She be giving it to the, because what is her official title? KT, do you know? She's a representative. She's a congresswoman, right?
Or I think so.
Senator. I don't know. She's into the politics, but when I tell, just, she is very steadfast. She does not take any crap off of anyone in, you know, and I just really applaud that in a time where, you know, she could shrink back and, you know, allow people to, you know, speak. I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, reclaiming my time. That was Maxine. That was Miss Maxine with that. And so it's I have to reclaim my time a lot of times. So shout out to her for you know, letting me know my time can be reclaimed. And I'm about to reclaim. Anyway, all right.
This was hard for me. I know that we talked a little off stage, behind scenes, whatever. But I'm gonna have to go with Colin Kaepernick too, like B, because like he said, the fact that you lost your career behind taking a knee for the people, I think that speaks volumes on him. And then the fact that you kept trying out for things and you knew you were going to get no's, but you still did it. So it's like to put, you know, let your pride down and, you know, put your opportunity, get it, try to get an opportunity and just like never giving up. So I'm going to go with him. So my next question or next topic is Ice Cube's Big Three extends $5 million offer to Caitlin Clark. So before I get the guys' opinions, I want to ask Pam, so you could still play in the WNBA. So what would stop you from saying yes if you did say yes?
What would stop me?
Yeah, what would stop you?
Have you seen me play?
Let's just say you was Caitlin Clark. What if you was Caitlin Clark?
Oh, okay. Let me understand the question.
Yeah, you're Caitlin Clark. What okay. would stop you from saying yes
to the NBA? To saying yes to the Big Three over the NBA?
The Big Three.
No, just choosing the Big Three. Like you're, choosing I'm offering you. Yeah, I'm offering you this $5 million. What is going to stop you from saying yes, if anything?
You know, I'm going to be honest here. I don't know enough about women's basketball, but from what I do understand about the WNBA, I'm not making $5 million, right? Am I? Okay. Never. All right. I'd rather take $5 million over $100,000 and some graham crackers.
Okay. So for me, I think I would be hesitant. I would be hesitant to say yes because the Big Three is mainly dudes. So it's like, I would like.
Dudes. Ain't no mainly. Yeah. It's all dudes. 99 I mean, point. If she comes, it's 99.999% dudes.
Exactly. So I'm saying, I feel like we should offer, like there should be other offers for ladies to play. Even if it's just like two more ladies, it doesn't have to be oversaturated, but I just want other ladies to get the same opportunity, maybe not as much money. I think about the guys because this is the guys' thing. So you got these ex-NBA players or ex-G League players that feel, I don't want to say entitled, but maybe like I'm less deserving of the opportunity. So I think it would make it hard for me to say yes. I mean, the money is good and the fact that the opportunity to be in the WNBA as well is a plus, but that was just some of the things that I thought about. But I think it is super dope that Ice Cube extended this offer and opportunity to her. What is y'all's
offer for? $5 million what?
I guess per season. $5 million to come join this season.
Yeah, $5 million. I think it's just for 8 games, though.
Yep.
Girl, bye. You can always dip into that WNBA. Like, just because you do this does not mean she's still young. I mean, this is not saying that, oh, you're 35. You need to take this $5 million and go sit down somewhere. She can take her $5 million and then go make her $150,000 a year. Duh.
Yeah.
Now, so she's going to make more than the WNBA.
I'm teasing, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? She's already making millions now.
Yeah, yeah, but compared
to NIL deals, those NIL deals don't stop when they go to WNBA. A lot of people think they stop, they don't.
Right, right. Those companies still can pay you to endorse them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is y'all's take? Is this something exciting? What do y'all say?
I think it would be dope if she did it, but what I was talking to Bill about earlier, why not take that $5 million and have like a big three for women.
Mm.
So Caitlin Clark can actually compete against, you know, people with her skill level. Not saying that she can't beat men. I'm not saying that, but do y'all get what I'm saying? From the competition standpoint, she's gonna be playing against grown women now. It's gonna be different than the women that she played in college. So that $5 million, hey, big three for women. Caitlin, I want you to be the star there. And just go from there. But
with the lack of support already with the WNBA or even women's college basketball, do you think that they would lack the support in the big three, or do you think it would be about the same as what they're getting now?
You got to understand this class that's coming in now for the WNBA, the rookies.
Because
you got to understand this is like the real first wave of NIL deals.
Yep.
So it's going to be more eyes on me.
I feel like there are more, and again, I'm not very abreast of women's basketball, but I feel like there are a lot more really good players these days than that you're hearing about more. Maybe it's because of social media than you did back, you know, when I was at Tech with Cheryl Swoops. Like, she was like the only one, and Lisa Leslie, like those were the only two you really ever heard about. Or what is it, Diana Taurasi? You might know from back then maybe 5 to 10 names, but now you have 30 to 40 plus names in a hat of really good female. I mean, you guys talk about these ladies just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So just imagine all over. I think a lot of names are being out there. So it might be get bigger and get more support now because there's a lot of really good talent out there.
You know, as far as I go, I kind of wish I could get more information about that headline. We all saw the headline, Ice Cube offers Caitlin Clark $5 million to play. Was this somebody just spitballing on a podcast, or did Cube people intentionally put this together to put this information out? Because it's wonderful publicity. It is absolute. I mean, even if Caitlin don't play, the fact of the matter is everybody now is wondering, like, who is in the big three? What is the big three? Cube got the big three. I mean, he just lashed himself amongst not just the best player in women's basketball, but probably the biggest name in basketball, period. Caitlin Clark is untouchable. Now, do I think she should play in the league? Absolutely. There is a very specific skill set that Caitlin can use against the guys put out there. I think they got something like a 4-point line. Tell Caitlin to keep running to that 4-point line and you keep feeding her, and I guarantee you she's going to make more than she missed. So I would love to see Caitlin playing the big three. And then we talking about activists in this show. We're talking about people who stand on the front lines and do something different that change the path of how we look at the future of our landscape, of our country. And this would be tremendously huge. The first woman to play in a all-men's league, and not just play and compete against all men, but I mean, she would be one of one. I'm talking about this.
She wouldn't be the first. Remember Nancy Lieberman Klein? I mean, she did it before her.
Did she really? Did Nancy play in it, like, for real in the big three? Oh, okay.
Not in the big three. She played in a male league before. She wouldn't be the first.
I'm talking about in, like, was that a professional sports league that Nancy played in? Oh, okay. Yeah, I stand corrected. But it'll be second, and it'll be the most prominent, because don't nobody know the league that Nancy Lieberman played in, and can't nobody tell you what Nancy Lieberman did. This will be, in most people's mind, this will be the catalytic moment that starts a whole new epidemic of women competing in men's leagues.
Yeah. But
another thing with Cube, though, if you're going to take that $5 million, you could
go put it in a WNBA team.
You will get you a WNBA team.
Yep.
Instead of just giving it to one person. Let's help out multiple people.
Yeah, let's help the league grow. I would rather him but I don't know, KT. This is an opportunity we might not ever see again. I mean, what other female player would command that type of money? So I don't know. I would like to see this.
She's not gonna do it. Because she has to get ready for training camp and everything.
$5 million is a lot of it. It's going to take
a lot of money, B.J. But knowing Caitlin Clark and her reputation now, I can see somebody coming out and giving her more money than that.
Yeah. Yeah, Caitlin worth every penny. Big three gonna be sold out. I mean, it's gonna be 15,000 people at these big three games.
Yeah. So before we get into the uncut gem, KT, I know you wanted to talk about X-Men. Is it X-Men?
Everybody hasn't watched it. Is it?
I have
to watch. You just talk about it. You don't even know about Professor X and Magneto. I don't need you saying anything about them.
Okay. You
know, it's like three episodes in. It's based off the 97 X-Men, but it's a whole new content. First three episodes.
Are you like, okay, that's what I was going to ask. You liking it? Okay.
I love it.
I thought we were going to talk about Griselda.
I did too.
I love X-Men. Godly. Hey, Gemini, can you text me and make sure I watch it? Seriously, just text me. I'm got 3-day weekend coming up. I'll watch it.
Watch what? Griselda?
Yes, I'll watch it. You watch X-Men.
What is that on? What is X-Men on?
Disney Plus.
Okay.
And it's on like 30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Watch Griselda. All right.
Okay.
Everybody watch Griselda and we'll talk about it next week.
I'm done with Griselda.
Well, I'll be done with it this week. How many episodes is it?
8, 10, maybe 6.
Oh, that's even better. They're probably like an hour a piece.
Yeah, they're a little long. After a
first one. I hate them hour shows.
I do too. I'd rather have 10 episodes of 30 minutes than 6 episodes of an hour. Like, that's why I liked, what's it called it? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, because it was like, get in, get the action done.
Yeah.
All right. Is it time for the Uncut Gems?
It's all yours.
And honestly, all that hype, and I really don't have anything that exciting this week. I really just wanted to ask y'all, you know, since Steve is clearly talking about me and my light-skinnedness, and it's bothering him, I clearly need to go on a vacation. And so what would be your ideal summer destination? I'm talking summer 24. If you looked at your debit, your checking account, and you could just book it, where would you go and how long would you stay? And I'm sure the two guys would say their wives, but, and who would you go with? Or would it just be the wives? Would it be the family? Would it be the whole family? Like, if you could book it, where are you going? Where y'all going?
I ain't never been outside of the U.S. So I want to go to Greece, something like that. My daughter been big on this Korean thing. She got me listening to K-pop all around the house. And so I wouldn't mind going over to Korea and checking that out, getting some of the authentic cuisine. So I'm going to say Korea for mine.
Okay. Wait. You want some of the authentic cuisine?
I mean, like whatever they eat over there. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's better than ramen noodles that I'll be on here eating. So something like that. So, you know.
So what about the weird cuisine? Because, I mean, in foreign countries, they
eat. I'm a pass. Yeah. Okay. I'm not eating no monkey brain. So I don't know. That's for all my Indiana Jones fans out there. I ain't eating no monkey brains. So y'all can miss me with that.
Okay. All right. Katie?
Okay, so I'm about to name a whole list of places. I'm going to start off with Bali. I would love to go there. It's like super green. You can stay in like these little tree houses. There's like tons of like trails and things that you can do. So there, I would like to go to Thailand. Of course, I would go to New York and I would stay way longer than just the few days that I've been going. I want to go to Utah. They have some trails where they're like, it's like huge rock. Like, have y'all seen Sedona? I think Sedona, where it's like orange and you just go through these trails and it's like super pretty. So I would like to go. Utah has that. Arizona has that. And then Seattle, they have a few dope trails that you can hit. So I'm like an outdoorsy type of girl. Like, I like to ride my bike outside. I like to do trails and like see green and walk on like gravel and things like that. So that's what I would do, places I would go.
Okay, Casey.
I know for my wife, I can't really do anything without the kids too. So I just want to take them to DC. Because I've heard just how dope that is, how dope we are there. You know what I mean?
So I would go. Why, when you said D, I thought you were going to say Disney World. And what's DC?
Yeah, DC.
I like that, KT.
Yeah.
And plus, but you know, B. Jones and I will be traveling all summer. So we'll be in the state near you pretty soon.
You could go out of the country, you know, no restrictions. You know, I know.
Jamaica.
Oh, you're going to get you some.
Don't do that.
I'm not. What are you talking about? I have it at home.
Get you some smoke, man.
No, I won't be doing that.
Oh, you should try it.
No,
okay. Okay, so for me, I really and I'm working on it. I want to go to Morocco. That is like a dream trip of mine. But when I go, I don't want to just go. Like, I want to be fully submersed in the experience. I want to go high dollar. I want to go. But beach-wise, my birthday trip this year, I believe, will be Costa Rica. So, Steve, yes, I will no longer be. I'll be the old Michael Jackson and not the new Michael Jackson, hopefully. But yeah, that's so far on the list. There are a lot of other places, of course, that I want to go. There are a lot of other places that I definitely want to go, but those Morocco is definitely on my list.
Can I ask you a question? How did you come up with Morocco? Like, out of all the places, Dubai. I mean, how you come up with Morocco? What attracted you? Did you read a book, watch a movie?
No. The travel group that I went to Colombia with last year, they actually have gone to Morocco. That is one of their group trips. And when I looked at it, I was like, ooh, child, that is you right there. That is all you. So just the activities, the camels, the mystery of the covering of everything but your eyes and things like that. So, yeah, that's me. So, all right, y'all. Well, that's all I got for the Uncut Gems. I'll have a little bit more drama next week, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So she's going to tell us about her business next week, and she's going to tell us about the drama next week. So make sure y'all.
If she show up next week.
Well, no. Next Wednesday is my dad's birthday, but we're going to celebrate over the weekend. So I should be.
Okay. Here. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to celebrate on the weekend. So I'll be here.
All right. Y'all know what time it is.
Hey. So before we get into the new music, because there was a few things that dropped last week that I want to talk about. Are y'all into the Tiny Desk concerts?
Yes. Man, I forgot to compile my list of Tiny Desk.
Okay. So did y'all watch Young Jeezy? Are y'all fans of Young Jeezy or Jeezy? Did y'all watch it?
I watched it.
And it was funny. I realized at that point watching it that I'm not a fan of Jeezy, but my wife knew every song. And I was like, I didn't know y'all was a thug like this. So, she over there in the corner. Yeah. I'm like, oh, Lord. But no, that Jeezy's Tiny Desk was pretty, pretty dope. Shout out to Jeezy. That was pretty cool.
Okay. I got to check that one out. And then Big Sean just dropped one. So he dropped a single last week called Precision. And I have honorable mention, Eric Bellinger has writing credits for a line in it. And then he also dropped a Tiny Desk, and it was also his birthday. And then Future and Metro Boomin. Oh, go ahead, Pam. Sorry.
I just want to say, Big Sean, I watched the snippets of his. I enjoyed it. I liked it, but I need him not to try to sing.
Okay. I think I'm gonna watch it when we get off here. So I'll hear
yeah,
him.
I like that one song. I know you've been going through some things. I was like, ooh, yeah.
I like Big Sean. Big Sean in my top 20. So don't talk bad about Big Sean.
No. It's just that one particular song. I was like, ooh, no, don't sing this. So anyway,
yeah. Metro Boomin and Future dropped. What is the title of the album, y'all?
I don't know the title of the album, but I heard that.
Oh, We Don't Trust You. Yes. So on there, there's a song with Kendrick Lamar. I can't think of the song. But he's, of course, throwing shots at J. Cole and Drake. So speaking of the big three, do y'all think we're going to get, or when do y'all think we're going to get a, what's the word?
A response.
Yes, a response. Oh my gosh. So I know Drake is super strategic. Are we going to get responses from both or one or the other? What do y'all think?
They're all cool.
Yeah.
So I think that was just having a little fun. They're all cool.
I don't know about that, KT. I don't know about that one. I think that, look, we watch a lot of football. We watch a lot of we're a sports show. So at the end of the day, best friends could go in the arena and compete at a high level against each other. And I don't think Kendrick Lamar meant disrespect, but he definitely
challenged. Cool.
Yeah, but he still was talking cash money, KT. He said, F your big three. I'm hollering about big me. And you remember in first person shooter, that's what they said.
Who's your top three? Is it Rodri?
Going at him. He was clearly shots fired. It was the first shot of what I consider to be a modern day world war. I don't know who gonna side with who. Both of these rappers are all three of these rappers are so popular. I don't know how people gonna differentiate and draw the line. All I'm gonna say is this. This ain't no Drake versus Meek Mill. This is going to be a legitimate battle. Kendrick Lamar is a top-notch lyricist, and he carries a fan base that's going to stand up for him, and that's going to go, that's going to fight with him and actually promote his music. Unlike Meek, Meek people kind of like, Meek, you gave up. Let's back up off of this. But the only thing I'm worried about is I don't want to see the rebirth of a West Coast, East Coast joint. I don't want to see, because Kendrick was coming with that West Coast. He was shooting shout outs to what's our boy, 4E40. He was saying stuff in there about like, tuck your chain in. He was definitely making sure he represented the West Coast with his version of the last takeaway I got from that is, why did Future even ruin that song? Just let Kendrick get three verses on that song and let us all enjoy it. Because now every time I turn the song on, I got to fast forward to the Kendrick verse because I don't want to hear. I don't know what the hell Future be talking about. But he made a dope beat, so dope song. Kendrick killed it. Loved it.
Speaking of, just real quick, side note, another thing I want to discuss next week. This has always been on my mind. I want to discuss songs where a rapper came in and ruined a song for you. Like, you was, and then here comes so-and-so, or here comes this verse, and you just like.
That's a good one.
At that, because I was listening to, y'all don't be mad at me, I was listening to a little R. Kelly, Leg Shaking, and when Luda came in, I was just like, why did you ruin this for me? Like,
Luda!
I didn't want to hear that at the moment.
Yeah, but he didn't mess the song up, though, but I get what you're saying.
I don't think Pam like rap. You on this show over the last 2 years, you disrespected J. Cole, Luda. I ain't understanding what's going on with you.
I'm just saying, I be vibing, I be getting my slow grind on, and then here Luda. I was like,
Luda, another one of my top 20. Luda, dope.
That's love Ludacris, I really do. But on that song, he just,
I'm gonna disagree with you. I get what you're saying, though, but I'm gonna disagree with you on that one.
Okay,
that's a good question, though. So, I'm gonna write it on the
yes.
For next week.
But what I was about to say before I give my coach's groove, you know that Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole was coming out with an album together, right? That's why I'm saying it's just, yeah. But the coach's groove, speaking of what we got, activist, this song is way before KD was born. It was probably when Jim and I was about 16. But Queen Latifah had a song called Unity.
U-N-I-T-Y.
So that's going to be the coach's groove this week. Queen Latifah, unity.
Hey, I can still hear that French horn going in my background. That song, that was dope. Song, that was absolutely dope. All right, well, let's change the paces. And we're about to talk about the new sneakers that's coming out over the week. And y'all know what time it is. Before we give credit to any new sneakers, a favorite part of the show is we got to hold that sneaker. So y'all know what? On the count of three, one, two, three. Hold that sneaker. All right, look, check it out. Me and KT, we got our first pair of Adidas to ever. This is my first pair of Adidas, period, in my lifetime. Shout out to director of 3SSB, Jackie Anderson, who was a You Got Next alum. She came on the show, and we got a segment in the show of You Got Next where we show our sneakers. Well, we was like, we're going to have to skip that because we don't have any Adidas sneakers, and wasn't expecting it, but Jackie sent us these sneakers. So now y'all know what I'll be wearing to Bryan, Texas as we go down there. So
his mic went out.
Your mic went out, B.
She also sent us this right here, so I get this out the package. But
a hoodie,
Adidas, yeah, hoodie. So it looked like a dope Adidas hoodie. So Jackie Anderson, shout out to making us official. This thing look nice and comfy too. It's toasty.
You do realize there's two other people on the podcast too, right?
Yeah, you got to get on You Got Next. You got to start working with You Got Next. But I'll go quickly because we over the hour mark already, unless everybody okay with hanging out a little bit longer tonight. But before I drop on our sneakers, we'll be dropping on 4/6. This is called the Vivid Sulfur. So I'm assuming that's going to be part of next week, and I won't even describe the tennis to y'all. Again, we hitting them with a retro 4. Now, this is the deal. This is actually a women's shoe. I'm starting to notice that all of the dope colorways are coming through when they actually do it for the women's side. But the Vivid Sulfur will be retailing at $210, $5 off of the typical price and of a 4. So I love this sneaker. Y'all already know I'm 10 toes down on this sneaker. I'm a big fan of the 4. The 4 is probably either my second or third favorite joy shoe, if not number one. But I'll start with you, Ms. Manhattan. Are you copping or are you not? Uh-oh, we can't hear you.
You're muted.
Sorry, is this the 4s again? What was
these, it? These are a different colorway on the 4s.
Okay, I like the colorway, but y'all know the 4s ain't going to be cute on me.
Yo, just stop asking them, man. It's going to be 3. Just sit out. Just stay muted.
All right, KT, what you think of these 4s, man? The Vivid Sulfurs.
Yes.
All right, Jim and I, what say you?
Last week. I ain't picking them again this week.
What? You passing on these? I like these better than I like the military blues.
I wouldn't go that far.
I love these Vivid Sulfurs, though. You know, especially shout out to my Amarillo Sandies. I can wear them joints to that guy. I can wear them joints to a Steelers game. I don't know. I love them sneakers. All right, man. So, you know what? How much time we got for the pick 6? How much time we got?
We are there an hour.
Yeah, we're going to have to do the pick 6 next week because we got a whole segment planned. We was going to talk about the AAU experiences we had. So I don't know, KT, we might have to just go live after the show and do another live on another day so we could go through the pick 6. But I will definitely go ahead and close this out with my yeet of the week. And this is the end of a lot of journeys. Kevin mentioned the tournament we went to, the Skills Pay Bills, the All-Star game, which gave recognition to a lot of the local Dallas-Fort Worth senior basketball players. Some of these kids were signed, some of them weren't, but for the most part, a lot of these kids are going to some major programs, and it is so amazing to see the level of talent that is just coming out of the DFW Metro. And they couldn't even get all the All-Stars on this thing, but just shout out to the kids that actually competed and represented You Got Next. Something really cool happened. It almost made me emotional. We sitting there watching the game, and they call out a kid named, there's like downtown Lily Brown, who won defensive player of a district or whatever. And he said, and also you can listen to this player's interview on Sports Life Talks. You Got Next. She is a You Got Next kid. And every time a kid that was on our show did something great in the game, they would tell everybody to go listen to that You Got Next episode. So shout out to Chris Harris. He made us feel like $1 million in that thing. But our You Got Next alumni go to Tajane Red, Gooden, Kennedy Evans, Lily Brown, Key Roseby, Gabby Morales, Hannah Carr, and Mariah Clayton. All phenomenal kids going to some great programs. And then I'm going to give another yeet to some of the best women's basketball players. They seniors as well, and they playing in the big all-star game down in Houston, Texas. The McDonald's All-American game will be this upcoming weekend. And these ladies that Kevin told y'all, they are about to change how we view women's basketball. These are names, like when you look at the rookie class coming in this year with Juju, Michaela, Hannah Hidalgo, Malaysia Fulwiley, like the talent level is only getting better and better and better. Madison Booker over at UT. So you're about to see another class that is going to emerge and be difference makers. So for all of those seniors in high school, season's finished. There's no more AAU. There's no more dribbling the ball in Texas, all around the country. For playing your lights out for 4 years, doing big things and accomplishing big dreams, you are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet.
All right, y'all. Well, we got to wrap this up real, real quick. So, B. Jones, don't go around the world, but who you shouting out this week?
I'm going to shout out the UFL will actually start playing football this upcoming Sunday. And I want to send a shout out to some special young ladies. I don't know one of those young ladies' names, but I am going to shout out Brianna McClinton, who was she was playing some amazing basketball at the AAU tournament we went to on Saturday and Sunday. She was playing with the Cyfair Elite 16U team, and she was giving them the business. She played in the first game real hard, and then in the second game, she unfortunately had an accident. She let us know today that her ACL is torn, and she probably won't be able to participate up until the mid part of next year if she's able to compete. But she's still young. She got a lot of ways to go, but I want to just tell her we love her. We appreciate it. She a hooper. Keep her head up, as well as another young lady that played on Pro Skill 16U. She hurt her knee pretty bad, and they might have to sit out of here. So we love y'all. Y'all just keep doing what y'all do.
All right, Katie.
Just shout out to everybody, all the listeners that stayed with us tonight, and then all of our future listeners that are listening after our live. Shout out to y'all, and thank y'all for the support.
KT?
Man, we back in the gym, Gemini Jones, me and B. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to give a shout out to all the coaches and players that we know and the ones that we will know pretty soon.
All right, awesome. So I hate to end it on a sad note, but I know I told you guys a couple weeks ago that I lost a Chef Max out of Detroit and found out today that I lost a really, really, really good friend last week. He was my ex-boyfriend's roommate, and so we used to have a lot of late night talks. Why he treat me like this anyway? But he was a coach, and he was at Louisville High School. So shout out to T Mill, Tony Miller, RIP, rest in peace, and praying for your kids and your grandson as well. So miss you. All right, well, that's it for us. We will catch y'all next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk, and if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box, no bento. Legos in the end zone, building on a high from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass, and the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.